Iraqi cleric Muqtada al-Sadr once again has warned the US troops of the consequences of their remaining in Iraq. He said that the Americans were behind the chaos and sectarian strife that engulfed the country after 2003. Muqtada al-Sadr also said that the Iraqi security forces, with the support of the people, are capable to achieve the unity and defeat the terrorism in Iraq. On the other hand, the lawmakers from Sadr movement stated that the Iraqi people have only witnessed poverty, fear, human rights abuses, poor security conditions, terror and sectarian militia, which the Americans themselves have created.
Iraq will be supported by the Iraqi people, and this will develop the performance professionalism of our security forces. It will eliminate the need for the US troops.
On many occasions, Muqtada al-Sadr has shown opposition toward the presence of US troops in Iraq after the December 31st deadline, even as trainers for the Iraqi security forces. Al-Sadr said that any remaining US soldier will be treated as oppressive occupier that should be resisted through military means. So far, the US administration has ignored the threats and still negotiating with the Iraqi government the remaining of a number of US troops after 2011. The Sunni Arab bloc in the parliament also rejected any US troops to train Iraqi forces after the deadline and warned of possibility of armed resistance by the Iraqi people.
We are against the presence of US forces in Iraq. We should build our own forces on our own, and this will not be achieved as long as the US remains in Iraq.
Observers say that the Iraqis are impatiently waiting to see the US troops out of their country.
If US troops extend their presence in Iraq, they will face the Iraqi people, not only the resistance.
US military forces are scheduled to pull out completely from Iraq by the end of 2011, according to a security pact named Status of Forces Agreement, SOFA, which was signed in late 2008 between Baghdad and Washington. The Iraqi people are impatiently waiting to see the withdrawal of the last US soldier from their country and warned of the consequences of the remaining of these troops after 2011. Wissam Al-Bayati, Press TV, Baghdad.